ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Let's go. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, it says from verse 1, it said, I therefore, as a prisoner of the Lord, it simply means the one who is in bond to the Lord. He said, I'm beseeching you to walk worthy of the calling which you have been called. Every one of us in this room, we are called. 1 Peter 2:9 talks about our calling. We are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are a peculiar person. Once we were not like that, but we are now people of God. So we have been called. So Paul says we should walk worthy of this calling with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Why? There is one body, one Spirit. Just as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. I thank God he didn't say one doctrine. He said, but to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now, this he ascended, by what does it mean? But that he also first ascended into the lower part of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended, talking about the death, burial, resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself, the one who descended, the one who ascended, he himself taught it fit. He gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. What is the main purpose? For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry. One translation, recent one says, to equip the saints and train them for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. What is the whole essence? Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to by and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in cunning craftiness and deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up in all things into him. Can you see? We grow up in all things into him, who is the head, that is Christ. Growth is a rule of life. Growth is a rule of life. Just like diligence is a rule of walk. Growth is a rule of life. Everything in life is designed to grow. Everything. When a woman is pregnant, there is movement. Because it is expected. Though not yet seen, there is growth. The body changes, there is growth. When a farmer plants the seed, there is an expectation of growth. Even when farmers don't plan, even nature, because nature doesn't leave anything in vacuum. Everything, open space, as long as there is rain, there is sunshine, everything in life is designed to grow. So growth is a life process. Some in the workplace we enter as management trainee. You can't be management trainee for 10 years because you are designed to grow. You are designed to grow in wisdom. You are designed to grow in stature. You are designed to grow having favor with God and with men. You and I, we are designed to grow in our relationship with God, in our relationship with one another. We are designed to grow first with relationship with ourselves, intra-relationship, and then with other people, interpersonal relationship. So everything in life, including you and I, we are designed to grow. Without growth, life is meaningless. Without growth, life is meaningless. You are designed to grow. When we don't, we become a source of concern. When you are not growing, when I'm not growing, whether in the workplace, whether in spiritual thing, we become a source of concern to God and then to people around us. Imagine me as a mother still backing around my 5-year-old. There's a problem somewhere, isn't it? As a matter of fact, if my child is growing, he or she will not allow me to be backing him or her around. Because suddenly, and that's the awareness, because the child is alive to his environment. You carry the child, but sometimes the child now realizes that everybody seems to be walking on their 2 feet. So that's why the child attempts to touch something, to hold something. He or she wants to be like other people. And then after some time, the child knows that the pace at which people walk is not just like the regular one. So the child begins. I don't know if you have seen some kids. They don't even walk on their, so they walk like that, they run like that. And people are concerned because they are growing, but it's a sign of growth. And then hits their head against it. It's a sign of growth. Sometimes when a child falls, I mean, we've been taught as adults, that sometimes you just take your face away. The child gets up because there's something that hitting of head does for the child. It's welcome to life. Amen. So everything in life is designed to grow. If you have a child and you leave the child at one spot and then you come back 5 minutes after, 10 minutes after, that child catches your attention. You begin to are concerned. You watch the child closely. So God expects us to grow. And when we are not growing, we become a source of concern. Praise God. I said, praise God. So growth forms the ingredient of our spiritual formation in the kingdom of God. When we don't grow, we start misbehaving and lose our wonders. And then we die to spiritual sensitivity. That's it. When we don't grow, we start misbehaving. And then we can die. So things that matters to you before doesn't matter anymore. So spiritual formation, just like you put block together. You are building an edifice, isn't it? So growth is part of those things. 9 inches, 13 inches, whatever block you want to use. But make sure that it's forming something that is habitable. So none of us can become adult the same day we were born. So that's the balance. No one, you are born today and then you become an adult today. Except, I don't know if some of you read that Yoruba fairy storybook. That child, as soon as he was just born, pushed out, just detached himself from his mother and started to live on his own, causing trouble all over the place. Praise God. But that's a fairy tale. As a matter of fact, this is what that child did. So they will the mother into the labor ward, and then she's delivered of that child. And in between the time that they will clean up the mother and get her ready into the ward, the child is already on the street of Lagos. Huh? So what am I saying this morning? No one becomes an adult one day. We are supposed to grow. Let's see the genesis of our growth. 2 Corinthians 5:17. That's where we started, all started from. In the kingdom of God. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is what? All things are passed away. Behold, all things have what? Can we have it in two other translations? Maybe we can do Message, NLT. Yeah. Now we look inside. And what we see is that anyone united with Messiah gets what? It's created new. The whole life is gone. A new life has emerged. And he said, look at that life. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. And you know what I said earlier on, that it has nothing to do with your biological age. Someone who gets saved at the age of 10, 15, it's a new life. One other person who gets saved at the age of 40, it's a new life. Another person who gets saved at the age of 100, it's a new life. But the truth is that that is the foundation in this kingdom. That is where this whole idea of spiritual formation starts. Anyone who is in Christ, he is a new creation. And that's not the end of it. Because if you read that, those verses down up to verse 20, so God will do a work in you and I, but he also expects us to become an agent that he can use to touch other people's lives. But that's not where we are going today. So, Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 8, that's the expectation. If you are a new man in Christ or new woman in Christ, this is the expectation. He said, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus, the Lord, he didn't say the Savior because he expects you to have confessed your sins. So, you now have him as the Lord of your life. He says, so what? Walk in him. And how do you walk in him? By being what? Rooted. And then built up in him. Not in church. In him. Not in doctrine. In him. As you have been taught how, abandon in it that new life, that new expression with what? Thanksgiving. Because if you are not growing, if you don't have a root, and you are not deep in him, anyone can cheat you. True philosophy, empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Can we have that in the message, please? From 6 to 8. He said, my counsel for you is simple and straightforward. Just go ahead with what you've been given. You receive Christ Jesus, the Master, now live in him. So every believer in Christ must make a decision to grow in him. You are deeply rooted in him. You are well constructed upon him. You know your way around the faith. Now, do what you've been taught. School's out. Quit studying the subject. Quit studying the subject and do what? And let your living spill over into what? Watch out for people who try to dazzle you with big words and intellectual double talk. They drag you off into endless arguments that never amount to anything. They spread their ideas through the empty traditions of human beings and the empty superstition of spirit beings, but that is not what? So, growth requires consistency. Growth. It requires consistency. If you want to grow as a child, you want your child to grow, you feed your child. Number one recommendation, with breast milk. Isn't it? And then you change, because after some time, depending on how how the hunger and the thirst is, you support that with nutrients. And then over time, the child begins to, you see the result. You can see the visible result. The child begins to develop their muscles. Some of them, their cheeks, good things. Everything is growing. You see it. How they change their clothes, how they change their shoes, how they change whatever, how they change from one bottle to one and a half bottle to two bottles. There is just that evidence that there is growth. So growth requires consistency. Even in the physical things of life, if you want to do six packs, it requires what? It requires what? There are no six packs here. So, this one is six packs. This is tiny pack, no pack. Praise God. Growth requires consistency. And when it comes to spiritual things, what are those consistency things? And I want you to please, as I lay this foundation today, ask yourself, what's your prayer life like? Do you always pray when you come to church? When last have you done a word study as a Christian? Or you just follow one devotion? I'm not condemning devotionals. Or you just follow it and think that that's all that you need? When last did you study about love? When last did you study about just one word, victory? When last did you study about peace? When last did you study about hell or heaven or hope or all that you receive is, like we say, I'm going to church to receive. So growth requires what? Consistency. And God knows. That's why he has placed us in families, whether natural or spiritual family. God wants you to grow. God wants me to grow. That's why we are not a Jantala that just draw from nowhere. We are not Melchizedek that doesn't have origin. Even when people don't have natural parents, God plants people around them. He said he placed the solitaries in families. Because his expectations is that we should grow. Just challenging us as we start out. So the first responsibility that you and I have is to locate ourselves in the stages of growth. That's the first responsibility. In the natural, in the physical stage, you have the babyhood, isn't it? And then you move into the childhood. And then you moved into the adulthood. And when it comes to spiritual matter, there is no difference. As you are sitting here this morning, you should know where you are. You should know your level. But hey, that's not even knowing your level. We are not doing rating. We are not doing appraisal. But what we are saying is that there must be a consistent desire in you and me to grow. Grow. Because when we don't grow, we become a source of concern. We become a source of concern to people around us. Praise the Lord. So the first responsibility is to locate yourself. And there's something, some words where we read that the Bible used. I mean, the Bible used the word children consistently. And children have some valuable characteristic or character. Number one, children are vulnerable and open. Children, I mean, it's good to be a child. They are vulnerable. They are open. Secondly, children are tender. They are curious. And they are trusting. So we are children of God. So in other words, we also have this character in us. We are vulnerable. We are open. We are tender. We are curious. We are trusting. And for those of us who happen to be at this other side, other divide, as ministers, that's why when people are abused, when people have issues with us, it's because of that tenderness. That tenderness of heart, we are curious, we are trusting, we are vulnerable, we are hoping. And then thirdly, children can easily be swayed to deception. For those of us who are parents here, how many times have you given a promise just because your child just holler you about something? And some parents, they are not, until your child tells you one day, "Daddy, it's a lie." Because why? Children, that's the way they are. They can easily be swayed. "Don't worry, I will do it. Don't worry, I will do it. Don't worry, I will do it. Don't worry, I will do it." The same thing. Natural children are vulnerable. They are open. Natural children are tender, are curious, and are trusting. If a child comes now and just see that there is light, I mean, a child is seated anywhere here in this room this morning, and certain things is just blinking out of this, the child may not leave their seat. But the focus and attention is on that light that is blinking. When the service is over, without fail, you can be sure that that child and all the kids that are around here, this is the center of attraction. Because, I mean, there's just something in children that makes them to be curious. What is this that is blinking there? Where is the source of that lamp? Is it a light? What kind of light? Why is it showing color red, color yellow, color blue? Children are curious. And then children can easily be swayed by deception. It's the same thing for spiritual children. The same character. And that's why you and I must grow. Because he said that we will be no more children tossed away.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,